This morning we mark the beginning of our regular church year. Most Unitarian Universalist congregations take some kind of a break during the summer months, either knock off services altogether or make do with simpler, more casual and informal services. So it is that for most of our Unitarian Universalist congregations, the Sunday after Labor Day is kind of a resumption Sunday. Our Unitarian forebears, the ministers anyway, were somewhat enamored with the academic model that included time off during July and August for study and relaxation. Well, that model filtered down pretty strongly into the mid-20th century, but even to today, roughly two-thirds of our UU churches and fellowships across the continent are having formal in-gathering services this morning after a period of just more laid-back kind of services. Many, probably most, of these congregations will include a water communion ceremony, as we are going to do. However, this is all fairly recent development. At the Cry for Pie, we were talking about this last night at the table I was at. Were you to happen upon a Unitarian or Universalist worship service 150 years ago, it would look very different. More Christian, for one thing, or look and feel a lot more that way. Our spiritual ancestors were liberals, all right, but they coalesced around what they called pure religion. Love your neighbor, help and be kind to the poor, work for justice, that kind of thing. They tended to understand and express their religious faith in the language and metaphors of the Bible. Over time, all this has changed. Growing cultural pluralism, the theory of evolution, widespread compulsory education, all these and more have contributed to a new, more secular way of seeing and understanding the world, a worldview that most of us share. Coming up with connecting symbols and stories for folks like us to coalesce around is kind of hard when you don't have, you know, we don't have a unifying, well, we haven't had as, and our leaders have been searching for these unifying symbols and stories so that we can gather around. And it's what led a group of UU feminist activists, led by the hymnist Carolyn McDade, to create the first water communion at a Continental Women and Religion convocation in East Lansing, Michigan, 35 years ago next month. Carolyn McDade was the person, as I mentioned, who wrote Spirit of Life that we sing every Sunday. Writing about the Water Communion and that Women in Religion conference, Carolyn wrote, "We were beginning to reach for new and inclusive symbols and rituals that speak to us of our togetherness, to one another, to the totality of life, and to our place on the planet. We moved in an intuitive response to the potential of water's presence and deep meaning in all of our lives." No doubt our feminist foremothers of 35 years ago had been inspired by some of the same classical ideas expressed rather noisily by our youth moments ago, sharing the sound of water coming down and turning into a thunderstorm, and then trickles becoming gurgles and babbles and rushing streams becoming great meandering rivers all the way to the ocean. Like Carolyn McDade, the poetry of the legendary Chinese sage Lao Tzu, writing 4,000 years ago, celebrates water's feminine aspects. "Hao Dao is like water," Lao Tzu points out, "the profound and eternal female." Similar imagery comes from the Enuma Elish a 4,000-year-old Mesopotamian creation story that, like Lao Tzu, antedates the Bible. And in the Enuma Elish, which was read this morning, all life is kind of churned up and comes to birth out of the mingling of the sea and fresh waters where the Tigris and Euphrates empty into the Persian Gulf. Creation legends like the Enuma Elish, like the biblical creation stories, these are myths, by which I don't mean primitive untruths. I mean they're picture imagery. They're an imagery with which we make sense of the world. They're a poem. They're poems. Think of them as poems. Poems about the dynamics and energies that are happening all the time, all around us. In this case, Enuma Elish, how creativity is brought into play, how it happens from the mixing of everyone's energy in a common vision and common goal. That's what genuinely creative communities, in my experience, are all about. And it's what everyone I've met here over the past month are hoping that this coming year is all about at UUCF as we think seriously about calling a full-time minister. There's something transformational, almost magical, about genuinely creative communities. How being a part of them gives energy back to us even as we are giving of ourselves. Such, there's a word for this, and the word is synergy. Such communities like that, where the more you give, the more you get back, are synergistic. And the term was first made popular by the late neo-futuristic architect, sustainability pioneer, and lifelong Unitarian R. Buckminster Fuller. A group is synergistic, Fuller held, and he was also a great grandson of Margaret Fuller, the Unitarian Transcendentalist. R. Buckminster Fuller held that a group is synergistic when the whole is clearly and powerfully greater than the sum of its parts. Moreover, synergistic communities nurture and support the nascent creativity within each individual. So it's not only are we collectively creative, but individually we find the group itself empowers our own personal creativity. It's almost as though in joining hearts and forces, we give one another wings to grow and to be more creative and collectively more culturally creative. Let us here today pledge to be that way and to encourage it among ourselves in the year ahead. And now let us celebrate a here and now mythic remingling of energies here in our own unique UU synergistic home. Members are invited to come forward and pour a vial of water symbolic of your summer travels into the lovely vase that Marley Worley has shared with us in the past and again this morning. And I will add some water that Liz Heaton, our RE director, saved from last year's water service, reminding us that we are a community of memory as well as a community of hope. And let me also add some water from my own travels this past summer, waters from Narragansett Bay, Rhode Island, where last June I attended the Unitarian Universalist General Assembly, the theme of which, Love Reaches Out, celebrated the good creative work Unitarian Universalists are doing across the globe. But now, so I'll put in the water from last year. I'll put in the water from Narragansett Bay. But don't tell me I'm the only one. There must be more.